I don't know. I've had a lot of opportunities. You know, a lot of Academy Award-winning actors already, with Kevin Spacey, Whoopi Goldberg, Helen Hunt, little Haley Joel Osment, Harvey Keitel.
Such a sweet boy.
You guys come to England quite a lot. Do you like it there?
I fell in love with being in London, doing a film there, you know, because it was so inspiring in so many ways. You couldn't help but not be inspired.
Any plans to settle there?
No plans to settle in England, because ultimately I do miss American football and New York pizza.
You'll have to try Domino pizza. That's
Oh, jeez.
That's my favorite.
You need a spanking.
Oh, gosh, is that an offer?
Hello, everybody, and welcome to another episode of Stand By Your Band, a podcast where we have comedians defend music they like that people make fun of. I'm Tom Takkar, the Wolf of Dog Street. I'm joined once again by the Prince of Snarkness, Tommy McNamara, and our guest, Carmen Christopher.
Yo, make some noise. Everybody at home, make some noise, baby. This is going to be the best episode you've ever heard.
Damn, he's calling it.
Tell you
shot.
What, make some noise at home. Here we go.
Carmen, did you hear what he said at the end of that clip?
No, what did he say?
She suggested that he try an English pizza place, and he said, "You need a spanking."
Oh! Yeah.
And she said,
Bon Jovi said that?
Yes. And yes. She said, "Is that an offer?"
Wow.
British reporter, yeah.
Yeah, so they probably hooked up right after that.
Damn.
Yeah.
Yo.
So pretty crazy, huh?
Damn. That's a Me Too right now. And he... Well, no, it's not, because she's like...
Because she's in an offer. It,
but still, you can't be doing that. Well, but that was the 90s. You could do whatever.
It's right out of
the Wild West.
If you're hot, you can do whatever you want, I guess.
When you're Bon Jovi...
Look, if you're one of these Chads...
Oh, no.
Oh, shit. Just hit myself in the face with the microphone. That's good.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
He said, "Do you want a spanking?"
Wow.
Can you imagine how much swag you have to ask a woman on live TV if she wants a spanking?
Tommy's actually asked every one of our female guests if their mics go off.
God damn it.
Damn it, dude. What'd they say?
They said, "Is that an offer?"
And then as soon as he said yes, they called the police. Oh, boy.
So well, we're doing a special episode.
A very special episode.
Since we're only going to talk about one song, and tell them what the song is, Garm.
The song is "It's My Life" by Bon Jovi.
And I say we play it right up top. Get any just to make sure everyone knows that everyone's on the same page.
You know what's
page.
Ironic is this is the song. This is the episode where we talk about one song, and I forgot to download it.
I mean, we could.
Oh no! It's a wire mess. I mean, I can get it loaded up here pretty quickly, I believe.
And, you know, while you get... How many listeners are there about an episode?
Oh, like 50 grand or something like that. Who
really?
Knows? I don't check the numbers. I just assume that.
5,000?
Yeah, something like that.
5 people? Well, I don't care how many people are here. If you like this song, or if you don't like this song, go to my Instagram,
yes.
Carmen Yes Carmen. My Instagram is Carmen Yes Carmen. I made my own music video for it, and it pops.
You know, it's so funny,
slaps.
Carmen.
Sorry.
It was okay, before the episode, Tom goes, "Should we talk about Carmen's video, or will that be embarrassing?" And then you immediately go to my Instagram.
I mean, it is like people will shame it and be like, "This is dumb" or "This is bad," but I mean, watch it for yourself.
Who's
it's straight
doing
up
that?
A masterpiece.
No, I think it's wonderful. It is a masterpiece. It's as good as the first video.
Wait,
for
I
sure.
love how you asked if it would be embarrassing when
I meant, like,
post
would
it to all my social media.
No. I meant, would it be embarrassing if we played it for you?
Oh.
You know, because sometimes people do that with they'll interview you and then play your stand up clip.
I would hate that, but this video that I made is the dumbest thing that I would think it's funny if you played it.
Should we play it?
Let's play it.
Let's play it then. Yeah. Why not? All right, let's hear that, and then we'll hear the old version. I won't even say the real version.
Or maybe you do the real version, then my version.
And then we'll compare them. Well, I'll honestly compare them. Yeah. This ain't a song for the broken heart. Which one is this?
This is the original. Yeah.
A lot of...
Yeah.
we got to get to the important part okay. that gets talked about later.
Okay. Oh, you're right. My heart is like an open highway. Like breaking shit, I
did it my way. I just wanna live. Like Frankie said, I did it my way.
Yes.
All right.
That was so, the original.
Yes. That killed a couple minutes. All right.
Yeah. Hell yeah. There we go.
All right. Now let's hear the new original.
By me. This is my
Hell
version.
Yeah. All right.
And you want to watch the video while you're doing this.
Yeah,
so check
definitely
it out
pull
on
up
Instagram
the video
or Twitter.
And then turn it on mute on your phone because you that way you can hear the podcast version of it.
In the song for the broken hearted. No silent prayer for faith departed. And I ain't gonna be just a face in the crowd. You're gonna hear my voice when I shout it out loud. It's my life, it's now or never. I ain't gonna live forever. I just wanna live while I'm alive.
You have to watch the video because there's text. My life. Should I read this?
Yeah, yeah.
Shit, I have to watch the whole thing to get
I think
to
that's
it again.
Fine.
I could tell you.
Okay, all right, you read us the text.
Well,
do you want some music playing while it happens?
No, I'll read. I mean, I could just read it, but basically, like, the last thing that you'll see is it'll say, like, while I'm dancing around and stuff. You really got to go and watch this music.
Yeah, you see
video.
A montage of Carmen
it
dancing
says,
around.
This year has sucked for me. My family don't want shit to do with me because I'm alt left. So I took myself on a little trip and for some self care. I know everybody wants me dead, but I'm happy now. That's some of the text.
And it's in the Star Wars, like running.
Yeah,
yeah,
that's some real shit, dude.
It's great.
I mean, this thing Very works fun. On a lot of levels, and I just like I think that like real. Self-care people will appreciate it.
Yes. How long did it take you to make that?
Yo, honestly.
It's a lot of footage.
Can I be real?
Yeah.
Man, I bet like 12 hours went into that. It's a 49-second video. I kid you not. I cannot tell you how many hours I spent on that. Yo, like you have to download the instrumental.
Well, you first you flew to Portland.
Yeah, well, right. First I flew into Portland yes. and went to a bunch of different locations and. Man, ugh, it's not worth even talking about. Just watch the video.
Yeah, follow
it's
Carmen.
Hard to make
yes,
a good,
Carmen.
It's hard to make a good film that will get 1,000 views.
I need to learn how to share stuff on Instagram. I feel like a dumbass. I don't know how to do that.
What do you mean?
Because I like you can't like cause some people will repost stuff on Instagram. You know
oh,
what I mean?
But you shared your Comedy Cellar stuff.
But that was because I ripped the... I didn't repost it. I ripped the thing. Uh-huh. Like I took the I like recorded the thing. Yeah.
It's really easy for the sake of the viewers. We should probably not talk.
No,
about
let's
it.
Go through it. We have a lot of time to kill.
I'm just joking. I'm acting like I'm the host. Well, meanwhile, yeah. Tommy's on his phone
looking up something to talk about for the show.
Oh, is that right?
I wanted to talk about. Okay, so this I'm going to give a little quote from Bon Jovi about this song. See how you feel about it.
Oh, I love that.
Okay, so he says, nobody had anticipated the song It's My Life, except us. We knew we had a hit.
Oh
this song
God.
Became an anthem that appealed to many fans. I thought I was writing very self-indulgently about my own life and where I was in it. I didn't realize that the phrase, It's My Life, would be taken as being about everyone. By teenagers, by older guys, mechanics, whatever. It's my life
wow.
and I'm taking control. Everyone kind of feels that way from time to time.
This dude is so narcissistic.
Yeah. Teenagers and older guys.
The fuck.
Teenagers
Yo,
and
Bon
mechanics.
Jovi, my guy, if you're listening, roll through my place so I can smack the taste out your mouth.
Damn.
I'm sick of this guy.
He writes like the lyrics are so generic.
Yeah.
And he They're thought like that they would only apply to him.
A 12-year-old wrote this song.
So this is, I didn't realize until today that this was a sequel. This song.
Yes.
Still Living on a Prayer.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
That makes sense because they're both lame and they're both the same.
Oh, shit.
Are well, you talking about the same couple in them. That's
yeah.
the thing.
Which I had, I did not know that. Yeah,
there's a couple.
Tommy and Gina, I think it
who
is. Right?
Who's Tommy and who's
who
Gina?
Is Tommy?
Whoa,
that's Tommy's bio on Twitter.
that's the name of my album.
If I run into Bon Jovi at a party, it's gonna be on. Is his name Bon Jovi?
John Bon Jovi. Oh, the band is called Bon Jovi.
Okay, God.
Which is also pretty narcissistic.
Yeah,
that's insane. I thought his first name was Bon and his last name was Jovi.
It's kind of worse. It's worse than like calling your band Dave Matthews Band and call it just your last name.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
McNamara.
That's pretty good.
Takar. Christopher. Yeah. That's
pretty good. I say we started.
If you guys want to do a band, I'll rap.
I can't. I have no music ability, but I'm in.
Same. Tommy could do everything.
Tommy has
a
lot.
Like,
yeah, we could dance.
We could do that roadie life. We can go out and get fucked up.
Yes. Hell, and somehow we should wear masks like those guys in
like luchadors.
Yeah, like luchador masks. Yeah,
that'd be sick.
Yeah, that'd be cool. And then Tommy can do all the work, but you have to let us play fake instruments while you actually play real ones underneath the stage.
Underneath the stage.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Yeah, this is a good band.
I like that.
This song, co-written by Max Martin. Writes a lot of Taylor Swift songs. Writes
Britney
a lot
Spears.
Of pop. Britney Spears.
So Bon Jovi probably didn't even touch the song.
I think he wrote the lyrics.
He claims that he had a lot to do with it. Yeah.
But the thing is, if
he
Max Martin
deny,
is on
he
it,
should be
yeah.
denying
he claims,
it.
He claims that Max Martin had like nothing to do with it and that he was just in the room because they got into an argument. I read something about this. Okay. This song was co-written with Swedish demon producer Max Martin, the guy who made Britney Spears, Backstreet Boys, Kelly Clarkson, etc., when he dared Bon Jovi to create a new Living on a Prayer. Unfortunately, the collaboration left a bitter aftertaste due to indifferences regarding which version of the song to be included on the album. Obviously, Bon Jovi won that argument, and Max went on to record on record afterwards saying that if they had chosen his preferred version, the song would have broken all records.
Wow.
Even like a longest discus thrown. let's see. John claims that Max only got credit as a co-writer for being in the same room and that his impact on the song was less than minor. Which is what Tommy's attracted to.
God damn it.
Anyways, a very popular song in Europe back in the days, but not one of the best Bon Jovi songs, according to John from Sweden.
Wow.
John from Sweden coming in with the fast facts.
Wow, that's fucked up.
I have so many thoughts. Well, first off, like going back to like your thing, Tommy's thing, like that thing is like it's for like mechanics and whatever. Like he's comparing a mechanic to like whatever is like he should get his ass beat. Mechanics are like blue collar men who get the job done. Like, what are you doing? You're going in a room with Max and arguing over who wrote the 12-year-old lyrics to this song. All right. Sorry. Wait, we're supposed to hate this person, right?
No. You're supposed to be defending it.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, you're supposed to be into it.
Oh, damn.
Yeah, I hadn't put that together. Yeah, you keep saying you're going to beat his ass, is a first on the show.
Okay. That's crazy. That's actually crazy because I thought it was the other way around. So I'll from here on out, I'm going to defend it.
Great. Yeah.
Like, look at this. This is an inspirational piece. And, like, there's no reason that you can't hear this and not feel good.
Yeah,
like, how do you not
stand by your band?
Like, the song is fun. It's fun.
Bow, bow.
No, it's called Stand By Your Band.
It is funny that, like, so that's the... They took
Can I
the
be
Peter...
real? I don't listen to podcasts.
Wait, you don't never, listen to this show?
Never listen to a podcast.
I don't listen to any of my friends' podcasts.
What the fuck?
It's known. I tell them to their faces so that it's not weird.
No, I don't actually. Yeah, okay. we would be very shocked if you listened to the show.
No. But
I'm shocked that anybody
truly
listens
doesn't have
to the
any,
show, to be honest.
Even, like, the podcasts that, like, I'll... do an episode, I'm like, I won't listen to it because like I sound stupid, and then like I don't want to listen to my friend's podcast. I want to hang out with them.
Yeah,
but this is like hanging out. Like I want it to feel like we're hanging out. So that
yeah.
I don't listen to my friend's podcast because I'm like, I don't want to put pressure on it. I don't care.
It does sound like we're hanging out.
Yeah.
I think we've recreated. We're all in different rooms.
I listen to Up First NPR. So that
you plug. Motherfucker.
Well, just because like I gotta get my.
So
news.
You do listen to podcasts,
but for news, I don't listen. I said specifically, I don't listen to my
what
friends.
What news
podcasts.
Do they? Tell
all my
that
friends
we
have
don't.
A podcast. If I listen to all my friends' podcasts, I would like. I would kill myself.
Can I just say a lot of people get their news from this show?
Yeah. What makes you think we don't do news on here?
Well, let's talk about what happened this past weekend. If
come on.
Exactly. All right. This weekend was brutal in America, and we need to do something about it.
All right. Let's talk about the music video.
Yeah.
Wait. So here's real quick, just to like rehash everything and resurface. I am a fan of this song, and I think it's great. And like, I made a music video for it. It's got me some views and it got me some new followers. And so like he created something inspirational that helped me, and I appreciate Bon Jovi, and if I ever meet him, I'd like to shake his hand.
After you beat that ass.
After I beat that ass. But you know, I beat up some of my best friends.
That's true. You're always coming to me on Twitter.
Yeah, it's pretty
Tommy and I have a rivalry on Twitter. I kind of just like destroy him every other day. And then, but like in person, we're cool.
On Twitter, Tommy's taking it to heart, and that's why he made me get two cats to, to kill you on this episode.
For those of you who don't know, I'm allergic to cats.
And I just got two cats today.
Yeah. You got them today?
Yeah, they're fresh. That's why you'll probably be okay, I think.
You got those cats today?
Well, we fostered them last week, and then today was the adoption day. I went and picked them up.
That's
pretty
crazy.
Big day, yeah.
I've literally never done a podcast without them having cats.
Look at me already. Yeah. Oh shit, that's crazy. Yeah, we've never had you on until we get cats.
That's crazy.
Pretty
that's
crazy. But I'm all. Look at me. I adopted cats today. I'm already working.
Wow.
And the cat's great. In the cradle in the shoe.
Yeah. Sing it.
Yeah. This is there's a lot to.
So let's play the video, and because I want to. Play the video, and then I want to play them talking about the video. Do you remember this video at all?
The music video is amazing.
You don't have to lie.
Okay. The music video is the worst thing I've ever seen. It's like they saw like Enemy of the State like with Will Smith that year. And they were like, let's do that.
It reminded me of The Matrix a lot. It's very like future-y. It's got a green tint to it.
Mm-hmm. They're trying to do like some cool shit, and it's just like totally failed. The guy's just like late to a concert, so he just like starts jumping down freeways. Like,
yeah, it's he's like parkouring through. Okay, skip me.
Tommy, come take out the garbage.
In a minute, Mom.
In a minute, Mom.
Oh, AOL.
Hello?
Where are you?
You're missing it.
Get down here right now.
Where are you?
We're in the tunnel.
You have 5 minutes.
In the tunnel.
Get down here right now.
Okay. How she got service down there in the early 2000s?
Also, how does she know he has 5 minutes? We don't know how long concerts last.
Look at all the fucking...
And also, this song has already started.
Hurry up. We can make it by the end of this song.
He's parkouring. For the broken
heart. It's just not a song for broken hearted people.
That's true.
So he alienates half the country, right?
Right.
Yeah, yeah.
This was also recorded on September 12th, 2001.
Shut up. No.
This ain't a song for the broken heart.
Oh, wow. Pow, pow. Hurry up. Get to the tunnel. He's only a quarter way through the tunnel. Song. We should do a mystery science. What's his name?
Mystery Science Theater, yeah.
We should set up a whole show that's Mystery Science Theater, but only for one music video. I gotta say, I hate how he looks in this video.
He looks so dorky.
He's like so made up. And
he looks like you're like broke ass aunt.
Like, he does look like your broke ass aunt.
He looks like you're.
That's
like,
exactly it. I was trying to put like. A finger on it because he's so smiley while he's doing it.
Wait, can you? I want to see it.
Yeah.
I can. You don't have to.
How can we do it? Where? Like, oh, there we go. Good call.
He's just like jumping around town.
Does he even have a ticket, this guy?
I hope everybody at home watches this video while we're talking about
please
it. This video is insane.
Yeah, please revisit the video.
Also, it's got how many views?
It has. Oh wait, does that say right there?
It's like 700
million. Oh, 4.3 million subscribers.
I bet it's got 700 million views.
Well, it's 767 million views. Damn, that was a good guess.
Well, I know because I had to do some research for my video.
Oh yes. Can you guess how many thumbs up it has?
1 million.
Tommy.
25 million.
Wow, 3.3 million.
No, wow.
Which is exactly what I was about to guess.
Yeah. That is exactly what you were
So when you did your research, were you saying, like, this is what I have to beat with my video? I got to get to 700 million for this to be a hit.
You know, every time I make a video, it's not about the views or the likes. It's about the love of the game. And you just hope that other people can get on board. Tommy hit me with a retweet today. Tom did not.
I'll retweet it, baby. I don't know how to retweet stuff on Twitter.
So now we have to play.
Am I getting old? That should be an awful stand-up joke you do. Am I getting old?
I don't know how to retweet stuff on Twitter.
That's good.
All right.
Now we should play them talking about the video, because them describing it is very funny.
Oh, I can't wait. Can you hold it so we can see? And we urge you guys. You guys got to go home and watch these videos.
You're
at home. If you're in the car,
use your phone.
If you're in the car, look at the road, sicko. There's a naked body on the ground. Holy shit. Get that out of there.
That's a good way to entice people to keep their eyes on the road. Hey, I think there's a naked body coming up.
Naked body.
They should paint a naked body, like boobs and all, on the ground.
Or penises. It depends what you are into.
All right. Hey, we try to stay apolitical.
Hey, listen, this weekend was insane. And we need to, like, stay focused.
Hold on. Oh, here we go. This is on Oprah?
No, that's different. Sorry, that's I sent you it in a Facebook message and I said where to start it.
Oh, 155. Okay. Gotcha. Heart is like an open.
It's a jacked Reggie Miller on your phone there.
I know, right? He doesn't really look like that, but I still like the art.
Yeah, I like the art.
I support the arts. Okay. Turn that boy up. Oh, fast forward to 150. Okay.
The kid that's on the net gets a message that the band were performing at a secret location that night. He looks and his girlfriend's down there, of course, busting his butt. Get down here. So he looks at his watch, thinks about it, realizes I can get there if I hustle. And he starts running. So it's like running through the city before they finish their gig. He makes a dash. He's just running as fast as he can. And I love the movie Run Lola Run, so I was inspired by that. And then it becomes Run Lola Run meets The Matrix. The concept in this one was to have fun in a performance mode that we haven't done before.
When you're playing in front of an audience, you're just playing in front of an audience, and it kind of is much more natural, especially for us.
Australia, come out here.
I
think it's
better.
You rock. You guys rock.
I'm from Australia.
That's all bad. Why is Australia?
I saw on the Bon Jovi fan club website that they were doing this shoot here in LA. So I rang my friend in England at 5 in the morning.
Good morning.
Woke her up and I said, can you be in LA by Sunday? And she was like, yeah, what for? And I'm like, Bon Jovi doing a video. We've got to be down there.
Dedicated fans, right? I love that.
So I feel awful if anybody ever flew to watch me film a music video.
From Australia to LA to watch a music
video.
That's
an insane flight. That's like a full day.
To be an extra in a music video.
That's crazy.
Think about how, like, big you have to be. Like, what is wrong with that, Gail? Like, come on. Like, there's nobody in the world that I would...
Nobody?
If Michael Jordan was like, yo... Come on down, I'm going to be shooting hoops.
I'm going to be shooting a music video.
I'm going to be shooting a music video in a tunnel. I need some extras run through. We're up in, we're in England. Like, no, I'm good.
Probably go.
Yeah, you
Let's
know
go.
What?
Fuck
Let's
it.
Go. Fuck it. Right, you know cool. what? I actually like these Bon Jovi guys.
Now you get it.
Yeah, you're on the trail.
And Bon Jovi seems like the type of band that does secret shows all the time.
Yeah.
And doesn't only care about playing giant arenas and being movie stars.
Yeah. He has a quote where he says that, I think it might be in his masterclass, but I think we're going to skip through it. He says that, I don't care the size of the crowd. It could be 500 or 5,000. It's like 500 is still a decent amount of people. 500 is
a fucking phenomenal crowd. Anything over 15, I'm like, let's do the show.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Anything under, I'm pissed. Like, as, like, comics, what is your, like, number where you're like, oh, God, I just don't want to do this?
I think it depends on room size, but what's coming into my head is 8.
8.
I like 8. 8 is enough. Nice.
8 is enough. I did not even think of that, good. But that is what I meant. Yeah.
Like straight up, I'll do a show for 4 or like right. 3 or.
Yes, I did an hour for 4, and boy, was it 22 minutes long.
Wow, really?
It was supposed to be an
Where'd
hour.
Where'd you do it?
The famous BCC.
Of course.
An hour for 4? Damn.
Yeah, no opener. And damn. Did not go. I zoomed through it because it was very painful.
Wow. You should be able to say, like if you do an hour of material and it only takes 20 minutes, you should be like, well, I was just on Fast 4. That was technically an hour of material. Yeah. I don't know. Probably, yeah. I mean, I've done stand-up for, like, I've literally done a show for 2 people.
Yeah, for sure.
I don't think I've done, I
it
did
Donald
one for
and
one.
Melania, right?
What's the, yeah. Well, they're family friends. I did one for one person once, and then the comics were in the back. At Karma Lounge, our friend Eli Uden's show, which I think is usually good, but that was the only time I've done it.
Oh, yeah.
And there was literally one person. He didn't even sit in the front.
Oh, my God.
Oh, boy.
But he still wanted us to do the show.
There was one time in Chicago where there was a full lineup of comedians. There was like 6 of us, and only one guy showed up. And he was like, hey, guys, I really need a laugh tonight. I'll give you guys $300 to do the show. So we just did. So, I mean, like, not 300 each, but 300 total. So we That's got amazing. $50 each, and we just did 10 minutes to this
That's
guy.
Amazing.
Yeah,
God, the
funny.
Day that guy finds out about YouTube, we're all fucked.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's insane. What
that's
a
really
sad
cool.
man. But also, that's really cool. I mean, that dude is literally
like,
funding us
maybe
all.
He was just like, oh, these guys are pathetic. They can't get anybody out. I'm gonna give them $300, make them feel better about themselves.
Yeah. But you know, he got his jollies all that. He probably jerked
He was jerking
off.
I should clarify.
That's part of it. Now I would, I get excited when somebody cancels for when there's 4 people.
Yes.
Like I'm happy when somebody cancels and they're like, look, this just isn't worth it. Yeah. But I've also been, it does depend on the size of the room and
the
motion of the ocean.
It depends on who's on the lineup. If there's like other fun people on the lineup and I'm like, let's fucking do it. Let's like have fun. Let's just like
see
be dumb and have
sometimes
a good time.
I'll go the other way though, where I'm like, oh, it's fun people on the lineup. Let's just fucking hang out.
Yeah.
You know?
Oh, sure, sure.
I'm, like, let's
I'm
just
always
have some drinks.
Down to do the show.
Yeah.
Always. I just like doing shows, and even if the material sucks, that makes it funny. Because like,
that's
if there's
a good
like
point.
4 people there, then I'm just like, oh, just do something that you don't ever do.
Yeah.
And mm-hmm. then you might be like, fuck, I actually like that. And then
right,
you, like,
right.
start working on that.
That's a good point. Yeah, I think that's like the new way. I think when I first moved here, I was like, I think you always have to do your like good
no
stuff
way.
Or something.
Fuck that.
And then... now I'm like, I look forward to shows where it's like, yeah, there's 7 people here. It's time to, now we get to fuck around and have fun.
Totally. I feel like I always, like, I'll do my good stuff on a good show for sure. But then if it's like a bullshit show, then it's like, you gotta like, but even if like, if it's a bullshit show, but the other comics are good and they don't know my stuff, then I'll do my
That's
good
the
stuff
tricky
to
part. That's exactly
them.
What
because
I mean.
You want
to
get booked by those comics on their shows.
That's what I'm talking about. When I said when I first moved here, you're like, oh, there's 4 people here, but I've never, you know, had Tommy McNamara see me before.
Sure.
So I want to show him
That's
my
fair.
Good shit.
That's
you
fair.
Know?
You could do like half good,
right.
and half fuck around. It is like a weird thing because, I mean, you guys have been doing stand up longer than I have, but like I've been doing. You know, stand-up shows or like characters in shows, and it was like our school thought was like, "Don't ever repeat a bit."
I don't know if you
ever
started
repeat
thinking.
A bit.
I started out thinking that too.
It's just so toxic for your career.
Oh, it's bad.
It's, like,
it's
really,
very
really
bad to do it that way because you never actually make anything that sticks if you keep doing that.
No.
And I knew people starting out. That, sorry if this is like. Very inside
is this,
or whatever.
Do they care? Do they know?
I've got a good segue for out of this one for Don, so don't worry.
Do they know you? We're all comedians.
Yes,
we told them that we're bankers.
Well, they do. They do come here for the news.
That way, that way, they're like, those guys are pretty funny for bankers.
That is so funny how organically this is turned into about comedy.
Yeah.
Well,
yeah.
We, initially, it used to be called Stank by Your Bank.
All right. Well, is well, that the
this
segue?
Is, no. So this has felt like a master class on comedy. Now let's watch.
No,
let's watch Steve Martin's master class.
No,
that's a good
God
idea, Tommy.
Hey, well, Miles is in that.
Hell yeah.
And Tim Platt, past guest.
I was reading that book, by the way, Born Standing Up. It's so good.
Yeah, the title's that. A lie.
Yeah, actually, he wasn't born that way.
Yeah, yeah.
Which is the opposite of the Lady Gaga thing or whatever. All right, let's find this masterclass.
So this is, I don't know why, but this is listed online under Oprah's masterclass, but it's Bon Jovi talking about It's My Life. And the only link I could find was Oprah's masterclass.
It's very odd. I'm going to try to skip through to the part that is interesting. Oh, it's still loading.
I think I messaged you.
The timestamp?
Time, yeah.
And let's see here.
While you're waiting, I'm doing a show on Wednesday at Caroline's. It's free at 7 o'clock. Coming out, so my first time performing there. I'm gonna.
Is
bomb.
It really? Oh wow!
Yeah, it is my first.
That's your first time performing. At
I've
Caroline's?
Never performed
the
at
Big
Caroline's.
C.
Do you guys like doing shows there?
Yeah,
it's a fun place.
Yeah,
named after the Big C, that show with Laura Linney on Showtime.
It's my first time doing a show. I'm bring down the fucking house. Bring your whole squad.
It's your first time doing stand up.
Yeah. It's my first time doing stand up.
It was October of 2014 that I lost all hope.
Check out my stuff on Vimeo.
This is Michael Phelps talking about depression.
Dream come true.
All right, that's
nice. I do want to say that Michael Phelps talking about depression. He does say I've been swimming away from my problems
instead of running. That's great.
Yeah,
that's amazing.
The problem with swimming away from your problems is you got to hit the wall and go back. You got to go right back to those problems.
Yeah, yeah. You can't like infinitely swim.
You're like in the ocean, I guess. Yeah.
But then even then, you'll just die. You'll die. You can't just keep swimming.
Damn, I might put that into my stand-up routine.
You should.
All right. You did not send me a part where this one's interesting, but...
But, so, yeah, what
the
else?
The quote of this is, we're all Frankie. That's what it says here. Is it going to play? Okay, this is Oprah's Masterclass. Oh, I think it's just, that's the series, it's called Oprah's Masterclass.
I don't care if it's 500 or 50,000.
There it is.
For me, the experience doesn't change a bit. I'm trying my hardest to be the best I can be, no matter who I'm doing it in front of. And I mean that. It's honest. As
I don't think he means it.
He's trying his hardest. Yeah, bro. Why are you making videos in tunnels then?
I will say, I posted a poll right before we started. Do you think that this will be the best episode of Stand By Bear?
5-7-1.
And Carmen has taken the lead. It started, the first four votes were no, but now.
I'm going to guess they were by former guests. Yes.
Now we're at 5-4. So
oh,
yes.
Shit.
Yes, baby.
Did you say who
it's
the guest
is? Because y'all are listening.
Be?
Yes. I said Carmen Christopher is 50 minutes late and has told us that this is going
to
be the best.
To be fair, you know, I gave the heads up. I said maybe we should do 7. So I was about
Well, you started at 6:45.
And then also you got here at like 7:20.
You guys will not believe what type of shit was going on the train.
Name one thing.
I told you there's this fucking there's like these zoo guys. They had a donkey that got loose. It started donkey punching all the whites. I'm not kidding, dude. It started donkey punching all the whites. It was crazy.
You've been cast in that movie.
Damn it.
Oh, here we go.
Enjoyed
you
it
did.
Immensely.
We did talk.
Really
about it.
Wanted to pursue acting.
So this
found
is...
a great humility in the craft.
He was in a film.
It gave me all the exuberance of youth with the knowledge of the experiences that I had had in the music business. So I was already successful, but I was starting over again. So I was excited. So I come back from that set feeling pretty darn good about where I'm at right now with the movie and writing these songs. And Richie and I are sitting down for a couple last, you know, shots at the single. And I said, I got this one. And I was really caught up in Frank Sinatra, who had just passed. And I said, like Frankie said, I did it my way.
Oh, God.
Knowing full well that it was Frank Sinatra saying, I did it my way. I did movies when I wanted to. I made records when I wanted to. And I was really enamored with Mr. Sinatra. Richie fought me tooth and nail on that lyric. He says, who cares about this Frankie? Who's Frankie? Why? Stop it, trying to explain it to me. I says, first of all, I have to sing it every night. Second of all, I get the meaning. He backs down, song goes out. Universally, Frankie became you.
What?
Or your friend, or your brother, or somebody else that you were thinking about. That song empowered so many people. It's my
the song's been out. Yeah. Step back. The song's been out. I don't wanna live forever. Try to get that up to 6. Here we go.
Like Frankie said, I did it my way.
because they go like, Frank, I'm Frankie. Everybody became.
That's
I'm
what
Frankie.
You thought when you sang it, right?
It's my life.
So everyone heard that and thought, I'm Frankie.
I'm the Frankie Can I be, now.
When I was making my music video, I thought it was like Franken said, like Frankenstein, I did. I thought it was Frankenstein. It would have been cool.
Frankenstein did do it his way. He created a monster.
Like, I thought he was saying, like, Frankenstein, I did. So I was like, oh, this is fucking cool. He's got this, he's just like, out of nowhere, this corny-ass pop song. He, like, pulls Frankenstein out, and then he's like, and then it's Frankie, and I'm like, who the fuck is Frankie? Oh, I did it my way, obviously, Sinatra. But Frankenstein would have made this, would have broke all the records.
Oh, my God.
You put it on Halloween playlists forever.
You just gave me an idea, brother.
Like Frankenstein, I did.
Frankenstein, Sinatra.
Whoa.
There you go.
I think we just created a cartoon for the ages.
Yeah. He does movies, and he sings when he wants.
And he's a monster.
Yeah, and he eats people.
I like that idea.
This guy's really full of himself, huh?
Yes.
Bon Jovi, yeah.
He thinks that he's the only one who knows who Frank Sinatra is.
Yeah. Who's Frankie?
Yeah, Richie Sambora.
Oh, well, here's probably why he doesn't know. You're calling him Frankie. You don't know fucking Frank Sinatra. Call him Frank Sinatra.
I was really enamored by the line, I did it my way. I did it my way. Those five words really changed everything for me.
One of the most famous songs of all time that he thinks is like a deep cut.
And that he didn't, that Frank Sinatra didn't write, as we covered on the Patreon recently.
Really? This Bon Jovi guy, you know, he makes some of the best music I've ever heard. But the attitude, the way he walks around with his chest out.
There's one thing I wanted to play, one more thing before we go into the Facebook and stuff.
Yes.
Is he did, I don't know if you ever heard, he did an acoustic version of this. Have you ever heard it?
I have not. I would love to.
So this is, we're going to get a live reaction from Carmen Christopher on the acoustic.
Oh, I
can't.
I'm going to guess that
it's on the Spotify. If you search.
It's on the Spotify.
Yeah. If you search, It's My Life Acoustic.
Okay.
And while we're waiting, you can check out my newest short on Vimeo called I'm Killing It.
It's very funny. I'm a big fan of that short.
It came out a few months ago. I'm working on some new stuff.
There's some funny little kids in that.
There are some cute little funny twins in there. Sounds like the X-Files.
It's like Spanish.
All right, we're getting live reaction from Carmen. We're going to put down the volume on the song so you can hear it yourself.
Sexy X-Files. Oh, God. It's like putting his daughter to bed. It's like holding her in his arms. There's like wind coming through the white curtains. Oh, God. He's like an inch away from her face.
This sucks so much.
Oh, God.
Strings, baby.
He's on the edge of the Titanic right now. Celine Dion came out with a hot joint. He's trying to match it. What is this like? Well, let's try it acoustics. It's like...
Well, especially a song like this. It really gains nothing.
This guy's just full of his vocals. I just want to live while I'm alive.
The way he holds on to that life is so brutal.
I just want to walk while I can walk. There's no different. Like, when. This is for once
stood their ground. It really shows you how much his voice sucks listening to it this way.
I do like his voice in this song. So.
Damn it.
I love this song.
We shouldn't have told you what the podcast was about.
Oh, God. He is just a handsome guy.
Yeah. Is he? Let me see.
You don't know what he looks like?
Well, I want to see what you're looking at.
I wasn't looking at him.
Because I thought he looked like
his voice sucks. So
well, because in the video, he looks like my ugly aunt. You know?
Yeah.
Everyone's got their ugly aunt.
Everybody got that ugly ass aunt.
Doesn't have anything to do with her.
And if you don't have that aunt, you are the aunt.
Yeah. Everybody got an ugly aunt on here, right? Come on. And you're probably sitting right next to her.
Here's a question, Carmen. And this is not pass fail, but do you think you can name three movies that Bon Jovi's in?
This is what I'm going to go with. As Good as It Gets, A Few Good Soldiers, and A Few Good Men.
You can't know the title.
A Few Good Men, As Good as It Gets, and The Domino Effect.
Were you those right?
Are you talking about The Butterfly Effect?
I don't know. Yeah, well, no, I was actually was hoping that there was a movie called The Domino Effect.
No.
I'll say The Butterfly Effect then.
We got New Year's Eve.
Ah.
Never heard of it.
We got National Lampoon's Pucked,
what?
Which he stars in. Cry Wolf. Vampires Los Muertos.
Oh.
He was in an episode of Ally McBeal.
Ooh.
Wow.
Pay It Forward.
Oh, shit. Oh, yeah. He said he worked with Haley Joel Osment.
Yeah.
Pay It Forward.
U-571, a submarine movie. I wish he would stay down there.
Oh. Hey, come on. Oh, that's my favorite artist. No, don't you dare. I love Bon Jovi. Cool hair, cool teeth. Nice skin. Looks like my aunt. I love him.
I kind of want to know more about Pucked.
I want to know more about your aunt.
she makes music similarly as...
Can we play a trailer for Pucked, if there is one?
Yeah, all right.
He plays...
I'm surprised I didn't see Pucked, to be totally honest.
I'll read the description.
Feels up my alley.
Frank Hopper, Bon Jovi, is a former lawyer, long-term loser, and constant dreamer. And frankly, probably not just all that bright. When he receives a credit card in the mail, he believes he's hit the jackpot. It's not long before he's working his way towards financing his dream, an all-woman hockey team.
That's his dream.
He's all also right. Put himself in debt to the tune of $300,000.
Jesus. Is
the boomers who hit in pay dirt are over.
Well, it hit something. It just wasn't pay dirt. I should think by now, failure would be easy for you to handle.
Thanks a lot.
Well, you're the one who wanted to pursue a career as a full-time dreamer. When are you going to get these missiles out of here?
You know, dreamers missiles? Built this country. If it wasn't for dreamers, there wouldn't be any automobiles, there wouldn't be any air conditioning, quilted toilet paper.
Or the hovercraft golf cart, or the tofu fast food chain.
I was very close on that one. It was the drought in Malaysia that killed it.
Oh, and here's my favorite.
Wow.
Women's professional mall wrestling.
I like that one.
Mall owners have no imagination.
Go get your school books.
Jesus, she just spacked them.
Hey,
ass.
I've got an idea. Why don't you get a job? Live off somebody else's ingenuity for a change.
Any idiot can get a job, Leona.
Apparently not.
Uncle Frank, Mommy says you're a lazy bastard.
Is this a trailer or just a scene?
Is that true?
Nick, watch your language. And I didn't say lazy bastard. I said crazy bastard. Now get that plate out of here.
Nice. You turned my nephew against me. Why don't you have him grow up to be a stockbroker or an accountant or something? Or worse off, a lawyer.
Oh, I should be so lucky. And where do you get off bad-mouthing lawyers? You know, if you continued practicing law,
brutal.
Your life wouldn't be
I mean,
so
they're
miserable.
Both atrocious.
You
know,
they're so bad.
They're so unlikable.
So what are you going to do, sit around all day moping? Why don't you go outside and do something?
Yeah, like what?
Like maybe get Mom a birthday present.
Think she'd like a boomer zoo?
That was wow. Very bad.
So he wants to be a full-time dreamer.
That guy deserves to get his fucking ass kicked.
He's such a bad actor, man. It says trailer. I didn't fuck up. I clicked the... I mean, I fucked up in that wasn't a trailer.
The kid was
but
the best actor
trailer.
In that.
Yeah, the kid was good.
Mom says you're a lazy bastard.
Now that I'm thinking about it, that movie probably didn't have a big... Because it definitely wasn't a theatrical release, right?
It couldn't have been, yeah.
Boy, that looked very bad.
That looks bad, but you can't take away from his... music like
holy shit. What do you think Rotten Tomatoes gave it?
34%.
Audience gave it 30%. Now that I'm seeing it, no critics commented on this movie.
Maybe it was like too good. It was like untouchable.
That's yeah. True. So hey, nothing is the same as perfect.
Is have you right? Guys seen Once Upon a Time in Hollywood?
Yes.
Not
did
yet.
You like it?
I liked parts of it.
Oh, what did you like?
I thought some of it was very boring.
Oh really? I found it very fun.
I loved the last hour and a half. I would
interesting.
Say.
And the movie is an hour and 31 minutes.
It's 2 hours and 45 minutes, which is
oh
too
my.
Long.
Is that true?
Yes.
Jeez.
I didn't mind it though. I had to get up to go pee once, but besides that, I didn't mind the length of it. This is crazy.
That's also what my girl said. Sorry.
Oh,
what was
ouch.
That? She had to get up and pee once.
Oh,
dig so long I had to go pee in the middle of it.
It was the first movie I've seen in the theaters this year, I think.
What?
Dude, damn. I go to so many.
But you're an entertainer.
Dude, this year's been
he can't
a weird
go see his friends'
me.
Movies.
I can't see my friends' movies. This year's been a rough year for me. I must have seen, you know. I must have seen, how many weeks are in a year?
52.
Okay. I told you this is going to be a funny podcast. 52. I must have seen, I think it's fair to say that I saw like probably like 30 movies last year.
Yeah.
You watched
that's
every
pretty
30
good
for
amount.
30.
I see. But yeah. What?
You watched every 30 for 30.
I watched every 30 for 30. Yeah. No, I went to the movies probably 30 times last year.
Yeah.
Probably. But then I get screeners too, you know.
You're in the biz.
I'm in the biz. You know, I'll share them. I don't give a shit. It says not to. This is not to. But if you're listening to me this and you want to kick me out of the WGA, I beg you not to.
What do you think of this WGA strike?
What do I think about it? Is it's a bad for me. It sucks, but we got to stand with the unions, baby.
Hell yeah.
Back in the day, if you were a Teamster and you didn't stand with the union, they beat your ass. They did. In Chicago.
John Bon Jovi.
Those are the guys he's singing stuff for, man. Teamsters, mechanics,
true.
Older guys.
Yeah, yeah. He's trying to act like he's like on some Bruce Springsteen shit.
Yeah.
Like,
well, he's from Jersey, too, yeah.
Oh, God. Bruce Springsteen's so much cooler than him, and I'm not even that into Bruce Springsteen.
Damn.
But I do respect him. I respect Bon Jovi, too. He made a good song that's 700 million views on YouTube.
Hey, any of us have 700 mils on YouTube? Million views? I don't check my videos, so we don't know.
It's impossible.
I can't watch myself.
Not at all.
Let's go to Facebook because we're pretty close to the end here. So I posted today, we're talking about the Bon Jovi classic, It's My Life, on the podcast tonight. If you got thoughts, Joe List chimed in with stinks.
Oh, I'll beat your ass, dude. It's a good song, bro.
Let's see here. Jeff LaFave writes, for comparison, oh, we're halfway there. Oh, living on a prayer. 1986. It's my life. It's now or never. I don't want to live forever. 1999. Same song, same concept, 13 years apart. Well, it's a sequel, buddy.
Yeah, and sometimes they remake Lion King and it's still a banger. You know what I mean?
Did you see that?
No,
I guess you haven't been to the theater. Yeah.
Should I go see it?
No, I haven't seen
it's
it.
It's the same thing,
I
right?
No, no interest in it.
I don't either.
Disney.
Really?
I saw Lion King. I don't need to see it ever again.
Yeah.
I get it. It's fun. But I mean, I guess it's cool because like Beyonce and Childish can be like, but still, like, I want to see their music. I don't want to hear their voices.
Yeah.
Do like lines.
Yeah. No, I hear that.
That's why you watch Beyonce Homecoming on mute because you don't want to hear the songs. Yeah.
Dude. That's a good Netflix special.
Damn.
And with that being said, I am in a scene with Angela Bassett in the movie Otherhood. It is now on Netflix.
Oh, shit.
Man, I was plugging my shit as a joke, and now it just feels like I'm a piece of shit. Now it feels gross. I hate it.
What is Otherhood?
It's about three moms who go into New York for the day to it was like Mother's Day or something, and they're like trying to like better their relationship.
Now I've heard
with these
Motherhood
sons.
But Otherhood,
right.
Otherhood, yeah.
Did we talk about how they stole it from the Animals, the song title or whatever?
He
did we play
about
that?
It.
Okay,
I don't know if we play them out, but he says he stole it from the Animals.
Yeah, he like very clearly says I stole this from the Animals.
He goes, you can't copyright a song title,
right?
Yeah,
yes. You also can't copyright stand-up material, which is why stand-up is so easy.
Because you could just steal people's stuff.
You just take it. Why not? Who gives a shit? Jeff LaFave writes, also from Wiki, the music video was directed by Wayne Isham. Will Estes is Tommy, and Shiri Appleby is Gina are the two main characters. At the beginning, Tommy is watching a video of Bon Jovi. Wait, is he just giving us the... Yeah, just watch the... Sorry, I didn't mean to read the recap of the video that we already did. David Glasspool writes, some singers have referenced characters from previous songs and pulled it off well, like John Lennon and Glass Onion, referencing the Walrus and whatnot. On the other end of the scale is when it is done and it comes across cheesy and lame. This would be the example that I would use.
What do you think of that?
Bam.
I think that you're being disrespectful. I think that this is a good song, and call it cheesy and lame. I would just like to hear one of your songs.
Wow.
And we could play them at the same time and see who's song is louder, and that'll determine who's got the better song.
I do think it's like I meant to say this earlier. I think it's funny that noise in the beginning, that wow wow, that's the Peter Frampton talk box, and it's funny that they were like, let's take that noise that he made pretty and make it angry. Let's pour Monster Energy into it and see what happens. Shane Smith writes, the year was 2000. It was 4 a.m. and I had just taken a 7-hour bus ride from a hostel in Greece called the Pink Palace to Athens. Our rooms weren't ready when we got there, so we had to hang out in the cafeteria for 4 hours. All I wanted to do was sleep. But I couldn't because the TV in the cafeteria was blaring. We couldn't change the channel or the volume, and It's My Life had just come out, and MTV played it 6 times an hour.
Oh my!
The green tint used in the video still haunts me to this day.
Well, what I have to say to that is, I heard about the Pink Panther, but the Pink Palace?
Now this is funny.
Funny!
That's what I have to say to that.
That's the kind of shit you can see in Otherhood.
Yeah. I can't believe that... this song, I mean, I get it because, like, the joke of, like, my music video is Claire O'Kane and Connor and I went to some place in Portland called, like, Naked Falls or something. Mm-hmm. It's basically you could just go swimming in these freshwater water mm-hmm. holes, and there's, like, waterfall and stuff. It's really cool. And I just picked up my phone as a joke. And was like, it like that's the song that came. Yeah. Like I never like actively listened to that, or never like have been like I want to do a joke about this. But it is crazy that is lodged somewhere in my brain. Yeah. Although I have no interest in it. Yeah. You know,
I mean, this song was truly inescapable.
Yeah,
in like 2000.
Did you like the song when it came out?
I thought it was. The future. I thought it was the coolest
really?
Thing.
I loved
did
it.
Did you?
I was
I really
too.
Loved
yeah.
It. Yeah.
It was recorded in 99, released in 2000, so I was 10 years old. And I just remember it was like, oh my God, this is changing everything. I'd never heard a talk box before.
People get mad really? That yeah. I talk about Now CD so much, but this was a Now hit. And yeah, I was like, this bow, is bow. Now, baby.
You guys, I could see like being 10 and being like, this rocks.
Yeah, I was probably like 12 or 13, and I was like, this is. Very sick. I thought it was true. It is my life, and it is now or never, and we ain't gonna live forever. So Charlie Vergos writes, third least favorite song on the Madden 2003 soundtrack. That
wow.
probably that was the first Madden I had, and I think that probably influenced
oh, wow.
me as well.
Oh, I had that Madden too.
Good Madden.
There, it's maybe how it got logged. That's interesting.
Yeah, that's funny. That's that Madden had a lot of songs on it that are stuck in my brain forever.
That Madden's got a better soundtrack than Love Island.
Are you fucking kidding me?
Tom
are you a Love Island boy?
Dude, I fuck with Love Island. I don't watch them all, but I do think it's fun. I just don't
it's
have
so
time to
It's so good.
Watch it
it's too many.
There's too many.
We'll get Antonia down here. We'll talk about it. I made her go up in the bedroom while we record with the cats. I make my family stay in the bedroom while we do this disgusting act
Damn.
Down here.
It's just funny that in like Love Island they could have the most like tactless scene and then just like score it with like I don't know like a fucking a Hans Zimmer track.
I know.
They
have the most. They do that. They legitimately did something like that. Like they have they have rights to everything somehow.
How did
and
that
they
happen?
Use it so much? It's insane.
Oh, wow.
Check it's out crazy. Check out Love Island. It's we got to wrap this up, unfortunately. But it's been super fun, man. What do you rate this song out of 6?
Yeah, well, before
out
you give a rating.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Oh, you get
you
one
your
more.
Last,
yeah, your last thoughts.
Chance to say whatever you think. We won't interrupt.
I do think that there is obviously, like, we live in a world right now where it's easier to be negative than positive. And I think that's a huge bummer. And I think that this song, it is a positive song on my life and others that have listened to it. And at the end of the day, he put some positivity in the world. And I think that that's great. And I think that this is a phenomenal song.
Okay.
And I love Bon Jovi.
So usually we rate out of 6. I think since we're only talking about one song, I want to give this playlist a rating out of 1.
Okay. I'm going to have to give it a 6.
Tommy, what do you think?
I'm going to give it a 0.8.
Oh, is that right?
I would have gone 1 if it was Frankenstein. That's what I think.
Like Frankenstein, I did in my way.
I'm going to go a 0.75.
Wow.
But I'm including your version of the song, too. And that's the good part.
Thank you.
Thanks so much for doing this.
We usually ask people for plugs, but you've been
doing plugging away. Check out, now I've forgotten the name of the show, the Comedy Central show that you were in that we, I saw you at the party for. That's
oh, Alternatino?
Yeah, check out Alternatino as well.
Yeah, check it out. I'm in a couple, I'm in two episodes.
Check out the episodes that Carmen's in. It's a fun time. Tommy, what you got coming up? Check out the dates. We'll be in the Hamptons this weekend, baby.
What?
Living it up. Yeah.
I love it. We're doing a show on Saturday in the Hamptons that they refuse to give us details for.
Right. Figure it out, bitch.
Just have fun. I fucking love the Hamptons.
Hell yeah.
I've gone four times, and it's like I feel like I should be scrubbing the grounds while I'm there. Yeah. Like I'm very like out of my element, but there's just something about how rich it is that makes me like really happy and makes me want to have money really bad.
It's fun to be in those spots and then pretend like you're rich sometimes.
Yeah.
Fire Island was the same way. All right. Well, check out the Patreon. Keep it crispy. I'll be near Louisville next weekend at Comedy by the Bridge, baby. Comedy by the Bridge. All right. Keep it crispy. Bye.